Episode 55, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Little Love Notes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it's almost mid-February and time is just flying by? It's amazing to me. Oh, we have so much to chat about today, and I want to get right to it. So, real quick announcement. For those of you interested in Sparkle in 60 Days, sign up. Remember, we start this coming Sunday. So go to createyournow.com and click on there. You'll see it right there. You can sign up. Use the code PODCAST and you'll save $100. And this is for people who, you know, this is for women. It's a very intimate group of women who are coming together. They want something different. They want to elevate their life even more, their lifestyle. And so you can start right where you are and take it to the next level. So come join us. It's going to be a blast. And imagine where you can be in 60 days. Yes, you're going to shimmer and shine and sparkle. All right. Today, I actually want to start and share with you a quote. Comes from Mother Teresa. Let us always meet each other with a smile, for a smile is the beginning of love. Yes, this is a month of love with Valentine's Day around the corner. It's also Heart Health Month. And so when I read that, it really hit me that, you know, love does start with a simple smile. And sharing that love to others is so important. And so today, you know, it's about confessions of an upset mama. And you know me, I'm all about letting it all go. And I got to ask you, have you ever wondered and fallen into that what if? What if I hadn't married the person I married? What if I didn't have this many children as I have? What if I would have had a different career? What if I was a stay-at-home mom? What if I could go on and on? Yes. Have you ever fallen into that? Well, I hope you're saying yes, because if not, you're in denial. Because I can tell you right now, I have fallen into that. And usually it's in the heated moments. It's when the kids tell you something and they come to you and something happens and it's that heated moment and you're like, ugh, if I hadn't had any more kids, then we wouldn't be here in this situation, because it was, you know, whatever it was. Or maybe you're frustrated with your spouse and you're like, really? If I hadn't married as young as I did, would I have made the decision and would we be where we are now? Would I have taken and moved so many times? I mean, seriously. Yeah, seriously. Well, for me, those thoughts come and go, but you must understand that they come and it's a fleeting moment. Okay. Once when they're there, it's like you blink and they're gone. But it does happen. And I bring this up because I remember in my journey, and before it all happened, I thought I was the good wife. I thought I was the good mom. I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to. You know, I was making sure dinner was ready, getting the children to activities, making sure the house was, well, semi-clean, maybe not to his expectation, but I tried. And I tried to maintain order, made sure we were going to church when we were supposed to, that the kids were involved in Awana, that we were getting our Bible verses done. We were getting our schoolwork done, because at times we were homeschooling, at times we were in a traditional school. So wherever we were in our life, I was trying to do it all, and I thought I was doing it all. But little did I know I wasn't. Because you see, what I thought was right wasn't what he thought was right. You see, I kind of left out the little love notes. You know, when you're dating and it's all fresh and it's like a honeymoon and you both are on your best behavior. And it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, she can do no wrong. He can do no wrong. Oh my. And you're just kind of walking around in blinders. But then you get married or you move in with each other and life starts to happen. Bills come. You have to make major decisions together, which you've never done before. I mean, your major decision is what movie do we watch? What do you want to eat? What restaurant should we go to? I mean, seriously, those are major decisions, right, during dating. But when life happens, it gets complicated. And so those little love notes tend to fly away. And they're forgotten. Well, you see, I thought the little love notes were doing my duties as a mom and as a wife. And I really thought I was doing that. But little did I know I wasn't. And that began to eat at our relationship together, our relationship as husband and wife. And it wasn't until the tornado hit that I began to discover and realize that I wasn't serving him the way that he thought he should be served. You see, my perception of what he wanted was different than how he was receiving it. So I ask you, what are your little love notes for your sweetheart? Now, these little love notes, these are not things that cost money. You may say, oh, well, he would love a brand new car. Yeah, we're not talking about things, material things, okay? We're talking about what speaks and touches to the heart. It fills that bank account, that love account, that gratitude account, that kindness account. It fills the you matter account. Because you see, we get married and life happens and we just kind of go about our daily ritual. And when we are together, we just don't put the energy towards it because we're too tired. And we think we've done everything we're supposed to do because we're doing everything we're supposed to do. But we're not taking care of the little love notes. So I ask you this. What can you do to serve your sweetheart? What can you do to serve your sweetheart? Now, it's been said, and there's probably different ways to say it. It's been said that we give gifts based on what we want. So let's say I'm giving to a girlfriend, and I give that girlfriend maybe a gift certificate to a spa because I would really like to go to a spa. Maybe I'm giving something to my mother. And so I give my mother a beautiful purse because I would like a beautiful new purse. And then you go and give the gift to your husband and you give him something that, yes, you think he wants, but ultimately it's really not what speaks to him. You see, the communication has fallen. And we've gotten out of the little love notes because the blinders are no longer on. We're not focused on just each other because life happens. We have children now, or we have a bigger career or more commitments. And we very rarely take that moment to say, what can I do to serve you? What can I do to give to you that speaks to your heart? You know, Gary Chapman wrote a great book, The Five Love Languages, and it's an awesome book. If you have a chance to read it, I would highly recommend it. The one thing is you don't have to read it because you have the best source. You have your sweetheart. So don't make it an excuse where, oh, Christiane, I just don't have time to go read the book or whatever. No, don't ask. Simply ask. So today, the kiss. Did you catch it? Okay. The kiss is this. And for those of you who are brand new, the kiss is the keep it simple solution. Okay. The keep it simple strategy. That's what we're here for. We want to keep it simple because we're busy. Life happens. So this is what the kiss is. Rediscover what your sweetheart needs for little love notes. Remember Mother Teresa's quote, let us always meet each other with a smile, for a smile is the beginning of love. Think about this. When your hubby walks in the door, how do you greet him? Seriously, how do you greet him? Do you greet him with, oh, you won't believe this. Charlie was just climbing all over the sofa and I just couldn't get him down and he's just been screaming at me all day. The baby just won't be quiet. The pacifier's not working and I'm getting stressed and I just, oh, the teething and Charlie climbing, I am exhausted. Can you just take the kids? Whoa. How do you think he feels? Mother Teresa says, let us always meet each other with a smile. For a smile is the beginning of love. Take that to heart. How would it be different if your hubby walked in the door and you just stood there and looked at him with open arms and said, you know what, sweetheart? It is so good to see you. I've missed you today. And just give him a hug and a kiss and then let him go decompress from his day. Big difference than you exploding and vomiting your crazy day. And I'm not saying that you have to not share that. I'm saying he could have had a crazy day too. And maybe for him, the way you greet him is a little love note. I know for my husband, it's literally a love note. He enjoys and it just brings him complete joy when I give him a love note, whether it's just a little post-it, whether I happen to drop by work and I bring him his favorite drink and I leave a little post-it note for him and I don't even stick around to say hi if I know he's too busy and I go right out and I just disappear and then he'll send me a text saying, oh, thank you so much for doing this for me. I don't do it every day, but I do it. Sometimes I go and I buy a card and the card isn't real expensive. It's like, you know, well, if we had the dime stores like we did way back when, but you know, 47 cents or go to the dollar store. And it's just a little simple one. Maybe it's a cute one that has a butterfly on it or one that has two little penguins on it, whatever the card is. And I just buy that and I write something sweet in it. I stick it in his briefcase or I've even put it on the toilet, not in the toilet, but on the toilet. So when he comes home and he's decompressing, he finds a little love note. You see, that's what speaks to my husband. That's what speaks to his You Matter account. What speaks to your sweetheart's You Matter account? That's what you need to go out and rediscover. You see, a relationship is either moving forward or it's moving backwards. It's not stagnant. Yeah, a good friend of mine told me that. And I really, that is something that I lead with, knowing that we are either going forward or backwards. And as we get older, we are not just growing as an age, but we are growing in maturity, I hope, and wisdom, I hope. Most of us, that's the case, okay? And with that, though, our dreams change, our goals change. Think about it. What you dreamt about when you were, you know, 8 years old and what you thought you would do, are you doing that now? If you are, praise the Lord. But most of us, no, we're not. I know I'm not. Now, I am doing the dream that God created me, and that is an amazing thing. But what I dreamt of way back when, no, I'm not doing that now. I wanted to be a doctor. But it didn't happen. And that's okay. I'm now helping and serving other people in a different capacity. You see, we grow. Our relationship needs to grow. You need to move forward. And to do that, you need to continue to rediscover those little love notes. What speaks to your sweetheart? I'm telling you, with the tornado, and as we came out of it, and I talk about a whirlwind, it was beyond a whirlwind. But I learned so much. And I learned a gratitude of what my husband does for us, for the family. And I was always grateful. The difference was I didn't tell him in the way that he would receive it. I thought I was, but I wasn't. That's the difference. So your kiss is rediscover what your sweetheart needs for little love notes. Because they matter. And I know the love that you have for your sweetheart. And for that to continue to grow and deepen, you want to find those little love notes. So you may ask, well, how can I discover these? How, you're telling me to rediscover them, Christiane. I don't know. Number one, ask. Ask, what can I do to serve you? Ask, what touches your heart the most? Okay. So there's number one. Number two, think. Think back to the memories about what made your sweetheart the happiest, not of what you perceive to be happy, okay? But think back, what was it? Maybe it was when he came home after a hard day and the house was clean. Now, I know for some of you, you're like, now, Christiane, that cannot happen every day. I get that. But if you can make an effort to do it, that's huge. That speaks to your sweetheart. You're filling his bank account. Little love notes. What about maybe you think that you look nice when he comes home, but what he sees is you're still in your sweats, your hair's pulled back in a ponytail, and you kind of look just a little ragged. Now, for some of us, yeah, that happens a lot. But maybe surprise him and actually be presentable as his girlfriend, as his bride, as his wife. Take time to make yourself kind of smell pretty, the perfume that he likes. Put on a little lip gloss. Make sure your hair's brushed. Get out of the yoga pants, ladies. And put something on that's just cute, that when he comes in and you have that smile and you greet him with that smile, it's the beginning of love again. Move the relationship forward with little love notes. And lastly, I want you to go out and I want you to do it. Go out and take action on the little love note that reaches out and touches your sweetheart's heart. You see, love is so important. Let us always meet each other with a smile, for a smile is the beginning of love. Thank you so much, Mother Teresa, for that. You know what, all? We have a lot on our plate as a mom. We carry a lot of things. We juggle a ton. But the most important thing is the relationship of the one person that you love. Because if that relationship tends to fall apart, what happens to the family? So keep it strong and go find your little love notes. I love you all. I will see you on the other side. Remember, I would love to see you in Sparkle in 60 days. It's going to be phenomenal. We will see you on the other side. Like I said, mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.